Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is sponsored by Land's End, the shoreline realty company for properties that are disappearing as the sea levels rise. So buy now before all those houses are gone.
Today's sketch has nothing to do with that sort of cliffside realty, but it is Senior Discount Junior Jackass. We hope you'll enjoy it.
And remember, within every episode is an implicit question that serves as the premise for the episode. So,
write in, and if you're correct and we are in a good mood, you might win a valuable prize.
Welcome to another episode of Senior Discount Junior Jackass. I'm Owen Flint, and I'm up past my bedtime to record this blasted beanpole
podcast, Sampaw, podcast.
That there's my entitled, mostly ignorant grandson, Andrew Hale. For some reason, he wants to be called Clutch. Idiot.
We go to restaurants all over Commanding Heights favored by the elderly and review them. And Grandpa usually fakes a heart attack to avoid paying the bill.
Today we're at Dolly Doodles, known for their pies. Well, we'll see.
Good afternoon, young man. Welcome to Dolly Doodles, where our low, low lunch prices give you plenty of foodle to fill your noodle, as it were. Menus.
Here, no need to look. I always order the same thing, liver and onions. Onions deeply caramelized, do you hear? And the boy will have a plain hamburger and fries.
Maybe not. Are these so-called hamburgers made of Wagyu beef?
I don't know, but I bet I could wag the hamburger in front of you if you'd like.
That's a revolting image. I definitely want something else now. How is the lobster thermidor au crevette in Mornay sauce?
My goodness. Did they slip a new special in behind my back? May I see your menu, please?
I'm just messing with you, man. I love the chicken tenders with a side of beets. Oh, and by the way, you better check your pants, XYZ, you know.
Oh, gracious. I'm so sorry. Let me...
Got your nose.
I'll just be off.
You see what I mean when I say he's a jackass? Of course. Back in the day, I was a jackass, too. And so I guess that's why they all called me, well, Jackass.
Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? You're learning more and more about yourself every episode, Sampaw. We can rebrand as a Senior Care Self-Help Podcast.
Where's my cap? Where is it?
Ow!
That's for impertinence. And that's for putting my senior discount in danger through your churlishness. Otherwise, I have no notes for you.
Oh, gosh. What makes you so mean, Gramps? Generational cyclical abuse?
No. It's the liver and onions, boy. And one day, you'll rely on that miracle offal's barely cooked, tender and creamy, almost buttery texture to fuel your own spite. When, that is, you have a junior jackass of your own. Kevin, who's testing our mood here?
Well, this is very testy. Bert Splint of Red Rock, Montana, wrote in to ask, how much can you make a month being ethical?
You know, I've wondered about
that. Yeah, that's really good.
But as a philosopher, you have ideas about that, don't
you?
I do,
yes. It's about $1.47. So is that worth it?
Contemporary dollars?
Yeah, in contemporary. Oh, excuse me, Canadian dollars.
Contemporary Canadian dollars. All right. I think you'd be ethical to supplement your current income as a petty thief.
I agree. We do have some people who are not petty thieves, and they're our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Tony Flynn, and Kevin Decker.
This episode was written by Kevin Decker, and we'd also like to thank the only man who leads people into the wilderness and then just sort of leaves them there, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.